to to Fort Summers. And they started out in the morning. They went as far as close to Mansana Mountain. They stayed there that night. Then the old people sure had the very loveliest time coming back. They were so happy that they've been singing right along their old score dance song. There are some of them still remembers it, the one that they sing. I would sing it to you or for you, but then it's my sacred song, so we let that go at that. There were quite a few score dance song that was sang during the time the moving back to Fort Wingate. The night of the first night where they were going to stay, they had a powwow there, a good luck chant song, or else what they call a traveling song. After that, and early in the morning, mostly all the Navajo has a sacred prayer. They grind the white corn, which is their magic sacred power of praying. Before the sun comes up, before it gets gets to daylight, just before the first sundown sets up, that's the time they pray. Every last one of them had pray. The man folks use the white corn. The woman uses the yellow corn. This is the way it was been going. They prayed it to their good shell woman God, which they claim that it lives like Jesus in the east, in the west. Which they claim that gives the tornado on the ocean, the white shell woman. They claim that the white shell woman gives the tornado. So the first night they dance around, and then they went on to the second night. They still had to go around the point of the mountain. So they travel along around the mountain. They reach another night near Socorro. But they were having a street cut up towards Las Lunas. This time, they are going to cross by Las Lunas. They neared it, Las Lunas River, the Rio Grande River that night. It was about something around 3 miles west from the Rio Grande River. There they had another dance, the same way like they'd done the first night. And on, my father said that he sure was happy also. And my father used to sing some good songs that they sang the first night and the second night. They'd done the same thing in the morning. They prayed it again. The next morning, some of them left early in the morning before sunrise, just as soon as they prayed. They left for the river. Some of them already knew how to make the boat, the floating boat, which could carry the people across. The river was strong then, because in those days they don't have no irrigation up alongside the river. But now they have irrigation all the way from San Felipe, on down to Albuquerque. That's why the water is not so strong now. In those days, there was no irrigation being thrown off the Royal. It was just alongside the Royal then. Then some of them were already built some boats to cross. Here all they'd done was to push it in the water. And put the horses in the wagons or what good they had to take across first. Here they find a very good place to cross and an easy way. There they cross the river down by Las Lunas, and then they started right straight up to Suwannee. The Fort Sumter Army had a straight trail to go back to Fort Wingate. They were working on crossing the river mostly all day long the next day. So they stayed by the river the next night. They just went about 4 miles because of the crossing of the river. The next morning, that next third night, they still are dancing. And the praying was still on. That was the third night. The leader, Mr. Manolito, was the leader. He was the one that was wanting to have this four-night chant and four-night prayer, because it is a very sacred way of doing it. Finally, they put up another chant song that night, the third night again. They started out in the morning from Las Lunas, from the third night. They went on up until they passed Wani and then up the draw. They said that they just barely reached up a little village where they call east of Laguna. They stayed on the fourth night there. They were chanting all the way from Fort Sumner up to the fourth night. Here, Manolito talked that night. He says that in every thing that counts at four, we shall believe it. That means the fourth night, or the fourth day, every fourth day, we shall keep it secret. As our great Shell woman wants us to do that way. Four would be our limit in life. What I mean is everything shall be done in 4 days. Like the people has 5 days a week, and then Saturday, and then Sunday. The Navajo has four days for a week. The white man has more. This was their Sunday long time ago. So they have to keep it secret. On the fourth day, everybody shall have celebration or anything. The fourth day, the great celebration was set up at the east of Laguna. Here they never did sleep until dawn, until morning. From there on,